"They're all here," said Bill. "Shirt, tie, socks, underclothes, shoes. Yes, all of them."
"All that he was wearing yesterday?"
"Yes."
"What do you make of it?"
Bill shook his head and asked another question. "Is it what you expected?"
Antony laughed suddenly.
"It's too absurd," he said.
"I expected, well, you know what I expected. A body. A body in a suit of clothes. Well, perhaps it would be safer to hide them separately. The body here and the clothes in the passage, where they would never betray themselves. And now he takes a great deal of trouble to hide the clothes here and doesn't bother about the body at all."
He shook his head.
"I'm a bit lost for the moment, Bill, and that's the fact."
"Anything else there?"
Antony felt in the bag.
"Stones and... yes, there's something else."
He took it out and held it up. "There we are, Bill." It was the office key.
"By Jove, you were right!"
Antony felt in the bag again, and then turned it gently upside down on the grass. A dozen large stones fell out, and something else. He flashed down his torch.
"Another key," he said.